encourage the preacher. And I'm glad you're here this morning. Brother Muhammad, you come. So honored that you're here with us this morning. Thank you, preacher.
Thank you. Thank you. If you were not in Sunday school this morning, I'm so blessed to be here in the United States of America and also with my wife, Shelly, over there, and my daughter, Rachel. Shelly, stand up. That's Shelly there, my wife. And that's my daughter, Rachel, over there. And so we are so blessed to be here. And this church is very special to us. This church, the third pastor would invite us to come and preach. And this is the second church in the United States of America that we have been with three different pastors, Pastor Bruce, Pastor Keith, and now Pastor Rick. And there is one other church, because most of the time, like I said in Sunday school, when a church changed pastor, everything seems to change. But I'm blessed this to be in Sunday school. And then you shake hands, you meet people, they tell you your name. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm thrilled to meet a couple. Ever since I was a teenager and growing up, everybody used to say, we have to be like the Jones. And we always have to be like the Jones. And when I came to America, they say everybody have to keep up with the Joneses. And the Joneses are they back there. I'm telling you, they're right there. So I'm thinking they need to come with something over here. We are the Joneses. And you need to keep up with us. We love the Lord. Something like that, you know? Well, it's a blessing to meet the Joneses. Wow. First time. If you have your Bible, let's go to Revelation chapter number 5. Revelation chapter number 5. Beautiful and very powerful chapter. And we will see why. Revelation chapter number 5, a question was asked in this chapter. In Revelation chapter number 5, the question was asked in verse number 2, who is worthy? Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And in verse number 3, the Bible tells us, and no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. You and I know history will tell us there are many that has come and claimed to be the Christ. And many has come to claim to be the Messiah. You remember the episode with Jim Jones. We were born in Guyana, Shelley and I. And that's the country Jim Jones came in. And over 1,000 Americans died in that episode in a country called Guyana in the jungle. Because he claimed to be the Messiah. At one point in time, he said, Jesus Christ died. And that's it. And now he's going to be the Messiah. And with his charismatic movement or way he speak or whatever, he was able to take 1,000 American follow him all the way into the jungle of Suriname, believing that this guy was truly the Messiah. After him, you will think that many people would learn. But after him, there have been so many others that claim to be the Messiah. But 2 or 3 years ago, right in Suriname, we had 2 visitors. One, the lady said, I'm from Georgia. I said, wow, Georgia. I preach in Georgia. I'm happy to have you here. And the guy was from Australia. But they came, and I was so excited to have them during the break to shake their hands and welcome them to Calvary Baptist Church. But they informed me they're there to share something, if I could give them a 5 minutes to share. On the pulpit. I said, what do you want to share on the pulpit? They want to share about this new Messiah that is in Holland. I said, there is a new Messiah. I never heard with him. And they say, yes, his name is Benjamin Kusuwain. And he's the new Messiah. And we are here to tell Suriname and all the churches about this new Messiah that is in Holland. And we want you to follow him. So if you know me, I get a kick out of those things. I do. I told him, let's go outside. So we outside. See this board here? Calvary Baptist Church. And you see what he's saying there? Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind. There's only one Messiah, and that is Jesus Christ. And I told a lady from Georgia, man, I'm going to take Georgia out of my mind because of you. But it was a lot of fun. But here you have it. So many has come. We deal in Suriname with multiple religions. If you come to this country that we live in, Shelley and I, and we have been ministering in that country for over 40 years. Calvary Baptist Church here, like this pulpit. Three houses on my left is the Hare Krishna temple. Three houses on my right is the Hindu priest. Behind me is the Muslim mosque. In front of me is the cathedral. And Calvary Baptist is right in the middle. And I say to myself, I'm loving it like McDonald's. I love it. I'm right there, and you don't have to look for me. I'm right there in the midst. Let's talk this over. Let's reason together. And this country has religion. I was explaining to Pastor last night. Religion is everywhere, everywhere. But I'm praising and thanking God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I praise God that coming from a Muslim background, God revealed himself to me. And I thank God that you could read on my prayer card that an American missionary came to Suriname to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I praise God, I thank him that on that day in January, I fall on my knees into the ground as a Muslim named Muhammad with the last name Hanif, mentioned in the Quran and all of that kind of stuff. You see, when I rise up from my knees, I was born again into the family of God, saved by God's grace. I'm redeemed, and I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And whether you like it or not, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when I travel this country, I get knocked out and boot out from churches. Oh, we can't have you. Your name is Muhammad. Your name is linked to terrorism. I was explaining to Pastor. I sing because I have a new name in glory. And who cares how many John is preaching the word of God? I do not know. But praise God. Praise God. Praise God that I'm saved by God's grace. My family is saved by God's grace. And I know about this, Revelation chapter 5. I know about many people who was trying to place their name there. No one was found worthy. No one was found worthy. There are a lot of people who wants to put their name there, that they're worthy enough. But praise God for the Bible, God's word, holy and inspired. And he said, no man in heaven, no man in earth, and no man under. Why did he say that? No man under the earth. If you know, they are art people now. They call themselves art people. And they worship, they say, Mother Earth. And special day of the year, they will strip themselves and go in the mud and roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. They're worshiping the earth. We have them. They came from Holland. And I was in a boat, Shelley and I saw this group of white folks. You know, we call them white folks. You call me brown folks. We call, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, and I said, man, I got to go and find out. You know, Mark, I got to know what these guys are doing there. Why these white people are in this mud? They came from Holland because they were told that in this creek, the mud under in this creek is a special mud. So they traveled from the Holland to come in that roll in the mud. Crazy people can be. How crazy can people be? No one was found worthy. No one was found worthy in heaven or in earth, nor under the earth. And verse number 4, so sad.
The Bible said, and John said, and I wept much because no one was found worthy, no one, but glory be to God. Revelation chapter 5 did not end there. Praise God, we have verse number 5. And in the Bible said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, stop crying. Behold, look, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, praise God, the root of David had prevailed. He has overcome. Hallelujah. To open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Paul would write in Philippians chapter number 2 that God has highly exalted him. And God has given to him, Jesus Christ, a name, beloved. Let me remind you, a name that is not equal to. A name that is not below. But a name that is above every other name. Every time I whisper the name Jesus Christ in my car, in my home, in my living room, or wherever I may be, I'm whispering a name that is above every other name. Jesus Christ. I love it. Jesus' name so sweet. Emmanuel, name so sweet. The name that is above every other name has prevailed. He has overcome. The lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome. Praise God. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 1, if you go back there, and in verse number 8, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. And look at what he said, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. In one verse of scripture, if you're an English teacher here this Sunday morning, he has knocked all the presents out of the park. Present tense, past tense, and future tense. All in one. Jesus Christ. Which is, which was, and which is to come. The Almighty. Hallelujah. What a Savior. We read in Revelation chapter 4, and we read here in verse number 8 what he said. He said, they are crying day and night, there is no rest, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 Lord God, which was and is to come. The line of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. I remember the guy by the name of Isaiah, when he saw that vision and he heard those voices of the cherubims and they're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He's holy, my friends. And he's the Almighty God, that there is none, none, none beside him. And the Bible tells us here he is. Remember how powerful he is and how he's revealed himself and prevail. He has prevailed. The Bible tells us in Matthew, you could read it for yourself. The Bible said, Jesus said, of all the men that is ever born of a woman, there is none greater than John. None greater than John. And yet still John said, I'm not even worthy to go down and tie the guy's shoelace. Think about that. And Christ is saying, of a man that is born of a woman, there is none greater than John. And he is saying, I'm not worthy to go down and tie the shoelace. And when he saw Jesus, remember, he said, behold, look, people, look. Behold, look. Look. Don't miss it. The line of the tribe of Judah is coming there. The Lamb of God is coming. This one who will take away the sins of the entire world. And that is why we say it. I'm redeemed. Oh, how I love to proclaim it. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We sing it. What can wash away my sins? Let me tell you what the Bible said. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand it in English, let me sing it in my language. San ken wasi krini mi nati leki Jesus brudu. San ken meki mi come free nati leki Jesus I'm not speaking in tongues here or singing in tongues. You get it, right? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you don't get it in English. You have to use another language. You understand what I'm saying? Like when you sing, He's Lord. Yes, He is Lord. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Rose of Sharon. Oh, we have so many names. I love to stand up here and tell you all about the names of Jesus Christ that the Bible has given to us. So beautiful, so powerful, and so wonderful. When you sing it, He is Lord. We sing back home. I love the way we sing it back home. The English doesn't sound so well to me. Ademasra, Ademasra, Abenwini Dede, Anade Masra, Ala Kindi Saboygi, and Ala Tongo Sataki, that ye Zas de Masra. He is Lord, Lord of lords, and King of kings. Hallelujah. What a Savior. He has prevailed, because He shed His blood on Calvary cross. And what a price that was paid. You know the scripture. Isaiah wrote about his death. Isaiah said he was despised and rejected of men. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it our faces from Him. But listen to the words of Isaiah. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And all we like sheep have gone astray. And Isaiah said, He was led as a lamb to be slaughtered on Calvary cross. And you know the story. And the hymn writer said, He could have called 10,000 angels. No. Correction to that hymn writer. He could have called 12 legions of angels. That's what the word of God declared. But He died alone for you and I. A legion could have been a group of 6,000 soldiers or 12,000 soldiers. He could have called 144,000 angels. But He paid the price in full and shed His blood. And Peter reminds us, Know you not. Don't go there. You were not redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold. And don't talk about your grandfather religion if your grandfather was never saved. Tradition passed on by your forefathers, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood without spot and blemish. I love it when Pilate said to Him there, Don't you know who I am? And the power that I have. I have the power to release you, and I have the power to X, Y, and Z. And He said to Pilate, You have no power over me. I love it. I and only I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it back up again. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God that He is truly the Almighty. And the Bible tells us this multitude gather. This multitude of people, as we read on in Revelation chapter number 5, they gather. And the Bible tells us, John said, I cannot number them. It's a multitude of people that came from every nation, language, tribe, and tongue. I look at your mission board back there, and you have sent a lot of missionary all across the world. You may never see the fruit of their dollar. I get an opportunity to come as a product of what you have sent and what you have given financially. And on behalf of all those national across the world that will never get a chance to come to the United States, I stand here to tell you thank you for giving to the Lord. And I stand here to tell you thank you for sending your sons and your daughters across the foreign field. And they're all over. They're all over. And they go there and they suffer and they take the gospel of Jesus Christ. They take the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now the fruit, now people like us, the nationals that are all over this country, they are starting churches, they're preaching the gospel, they're doing what the American missionary has taught them through the word to do. We celebrated the 39th anniversary of Calvary Baptist Church on the 31st of May this year. That's a church that Shelley and I started in our living room, having service 7 years in our living room. And then on the 5th year, we went out purchased the land. On the 6th year, we built. And on the 7th year, we moved into Calvary Baptist Church. And on this day, we had churches from the different regions come in. And we have churches from here and church from here. And they came, and together we were there for this anniversary service. And I look and I see people from all different nations and tongue and people. And they gather for one purpose and one purpose only, to exalt and to glorify and to magnify the matchless name of Jesus Christ. One purpose only. Many of them from the interior where Shelley and I will go got saved by God's grace. Some are Hindus, Muslim, all these different religious background of people, and people from different race and nationality gather there. Sometimes our church will have 7 different countries and all that, people coming to worship, all saved by God's grace. And what a beautiful service. What a beautiful, it will be what we see, but there is coming a day when it will be much more beautiful than what we can imagine. They gather there and this redeemed, they're singing, man, and they gather to worship. They gather to worship. They came from every nation, language, tribe, and people. I look at the World Cup football. And by the way, don't get it twisted. It is football. You kick it with your foot. You saw it? You kick it, it's football, right? So let's not get into any argument over that. But there was a country that was playing there from Africa. And I'm kind of good at geography. I kind of know where this country is and so forth. But this one country I never heard of. And they're in the World Cup. They're from Africa. Some part, Boca something. You can remember it? I can't remember the name of the country. They were rising and rising and rising. And I said, wow. They were so good in the game. And I never knew about this country. So think about the nations that are out there, people that are out there, and nations that are out there that has heard the gospel. And when they gather on that day, John said, it's a multitude that I cannot number. And they gather. I love what they gather today. They gather because they were redeemed. Redeemed. Redeemed, the Bible said. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And listen what they gather to say. Let me show you what they gather to say here. The Bible tells us in verse number 12, they were saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Now you have your Bible there. Open it to Revelation chapter number 5. And look at verse number 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Now say it with me. Power. No, when you say power, you have to, you know what I mean? Power, you have to put power in the voice. Worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Let's say it again. Now I'm hearing my voice. You need to overcome my voice. Worthy to receive, let's begin. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Check it if you're a mathematician. 7 powerful praises. 7 powerful praises in one verse of Scripture. This multitude that no man could number. And you and I that are saved by God's grace, we will be a part of that multitude one day. This multitude that no man could number is shouting praises, 7 powerful praises to God. And the Bible tells us, these are there that are there that are praising God. And like Pastor will tell you, and Pastor in the past, and Pastor and Sunday school teacher will tell you, they are singing and they are glorifying God because there is coming a day. There is coming a day. So those of you that has lost a loved one, a wife, a grandmother, a family in Christ, we don't sorrow as others sorrow. We rejoice. Because the Bible tells us there will be no more tears. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more pain. There will be no more parting. No more sunlight. No more moonlight. And no more death. Seven no mores. Check it. Seven no mores. So when I come here and I sing, there will be no sorrow there. No more burdens to bear. No more sickness, no pain. And no more parting over there. And forever we will be with the one who died for us. What a day, glorious day that will be. Sing it with me. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face. The one who saves me by his grace. When he takes me by my hand. And leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day. That will be no more death. Seven, no more. Hallelujah. Praise God for the seven powerful praises. And the seven no more. And then Paul had to get into this. You don't like that? In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, in the resurrection chapter, he said, we shall all change. Let me repeat that. Maybe you missed it the first time. Paul was a very smart guy, educated guy. You know he wrote that word change twice, Pastor? He said, we shall all change. And then he said, we shall all change. So why are we in such a hurry? Why are we in such a hurry to change ourselves? People are changing their nose. They're changing their ears. They're changing different parts of their body. We are spending so much money for all these change. All these change. But Paul said we shall all change. Listen to me carefully. Watch me good in my eyes. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. I, Muhammad, I'm wonderfully made. Whether you like it or not. And I don't really care if you like it. I'm just throwing that in for you. I don't really care. Because I have the Bible to prove it. I'm wonderfully, don't you read it? That's what the psalmist said. I'm wonderfully made. And then on top of that, God put icing on the cake. On top of that, I'm a wonder. You know, when I was in high school, they told me there are seven wonders. They lied to me, Pastor. Some of these teachers could really lie. They lied to me. They said there are seven wonders. No, 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 no. As a child of the King, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, saved by God, I'm a wonder. Why are you watching me so funny? Strange, eh? No wonder this morning when I look at the mirror, I said to the mirror, what are you looking at? Don't you know who I am? I'm wonderfully made. I'm a wonder. I'm not too fat. My belly's not too big. My hair is not too I'm a wonder. Let me be, man. Let me enjoy being me. I'm not going to change anything. I walk in the mall. And I saw this sign. If you know me, I'm like that. I was so hungry, trying to get some food. I just came from South America. I went through the mall, and I'm walking. And bam, there's a sign. We could change you. I reverse. Those are the things that make me reverse. And I went in. And these ladies and men, they look at me. And I'm looking at them. I said, is that for real? And they say, yes, it's for real. I said, what do you think you could change? Well, we could make your nose more pointed. I say, you got to be kidding me. I like my nose. Oh, we can do something with your lip. My lip? My lip? You could do something with my lip? Leave my lip alone. I like my lip. I love my lip, by the way. What about if they change something and I'm preaching, I'm jumping and it falls off? What will happen then? How embarrassed would I be? Everybody's on some kind of change. I want to change this. I want to change that. I'm not to this. I'm not. You know, it's the only country in the world that I've been in that have a coffin. I took a haircut and there was a coffin, about 5-6 coffins. The guy, I said, will you have a funeral parlor? And he said, where are you from? I told him, South America. He said, oh, no wonder you are. It's not a funeral parlor. It's a tanning salon. I thought they were coffins. And he explained to me, people who think they're too white will go in this thing and heat themselves up. What country is this? What kind of people would do that? You're too white. No, you're wonderfully made. God made you like that, man. Come on. We love you like that. Don't go and do something stupid to yourself. And then you end up in so much problems. So here we are. Here we are. Seven powerful. And then he said the resurrection. We shall all change. We shall all change. Listen to me. In this 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he gave us seven changes that will come. So we have seven powerful praises, seven no mores, and seven powerful changes. Now look at these changes. He said, this dishonor, this body that is dishonor, will be raised in glory. Then he said, this body that is weak will be raised in power. Man, I love that. How many times you get up in the morning, you got pain all over the place. Then he said, this corruptible body shall put on incorruption. He said, this natural body shall put on a spiritual body. And this earthly body shall put on a heavenly body. Wow. And then he said, this mortal body shall put on immortality. And death, he said, is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, thanks be to God, which give us the victory in Christ Jesus. And then Paul said, therefore, having you read this as Christian, you and I, he said, therefore, beloved brethren, let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know, and I know, and we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, beloved, may God help us that we understand what we have, and therefore that we may rise up, stand strong and firm, and serve the Lord with gladness. Because we know that there is coming a day. And that is why Isaac Watt wrote one of the most powerful hymns. The hymn is entitled At the Cross. In the hymn At the Cross, Isaac Watts was walking with his father, going to church. In those days, they would walk together. And he was 18 years old, I think, when as they were going to church, and they leave church, come back, Isaac Watts said to his dad, he said, Dad, why is it when we go to church, they sing the same hymns over and over? The father could have said to him, well, son, if you feel that way, we'll go to another church. And that's what people do. Very convenient. This country is so convenient for people to leave one church. I've never met a church like this, a country like this, with so many Baptist churches in one area. Make it so convenient. You see, in Suriname, if you leave Calvary, Go ahead, knock yourself out. You'll have to come back. You know what I mean? But here, I was preaching in North Carolina. And I was shocked. And he said to me, the guy said to me, I said, Muhammad, why are you shocked? I said, man, North Carolina probably have more Baptist church than the entire world. Probably he does. And he explained to me, he said they were Faith Baptist Church. Faith was doing powerfully well. There was Hope Baptist Church, and Hope was doing well. And then they had a split. And Hope went down the same road, and they start New Hope Baptist Church. New Hope had a split, and they went down the same road and start New Hope Baptist Church. But the Bible tells us, therefore, let us be steadfast, unmovable. We are in this together. And this church, the success of this church, needs you. Pastor with all his energy and his wife and all his children cannot do it alone. Together, Paul is trying to help you to understand that if together we are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He said, for your labor is not in vain. And Isaac, what father said to him, do something about it. Do something about it. If you see the pews are empty, take some tracts and go out in the neighborhood and share some tracts. Get involved in the program of the church. Get involved. Know what is happening in the local church. You need to know what is happening here. This is your local church. Get involved. Let the community know that, wow, this church is really growing. The people are coming. Children are coming. Family are coming. You know, the church is packed out. The best problem you could give to him is the problem of parking and the problem of space in the church. That's the two problems every pastor loves to have. Space in the church. But the father said to the son, do something. We're not leaving this church. We're going to continue go to this church. So if you want to sing something else, write. Take a pen and write a hymn. Take a pen and write a hymn. The man took a pen. Isaac Watts went home at a very young age, took a pen, and wrote some of the most powerful hymn that is spent in the hymn book. And at the cross, he said these words. He said, but drops of grief can never repay. Let me repeat that. But drops of grief can never... You can get emotional and cry all you want. Isaac Watts said, but drops of grief can never repay the depth of love I owe. And I love what he said. Here, Lord, I give myself to you. Take me, God, and use me. Take me and use me. Listen to me carefully. If you're willing, he's able. And if you are willing to say that, boy, oh boy, you might see things that you will never thought you'll ever see. One man did it. A man by the name of Isaiah. He said, hear my Lord, send me. I'm going to go. You need somebody to go. You need somebody to get involved. I'm going to do it. I think some of the saddest Christians in the world are Christians that sit in the pew and that's it. That's so sad, man. I can't believe that you can do that. Beyond me, I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. You see, when the American missionary would preach in this small Baptist church, I'd be sitting right there in this little chair, wooden chair, and he will open the Bible and he will address the God of heaven like your pastor will do. And he would say, in Genesis, he said, Muhammad, in Genesis, and he said, let there be, and there was. I would say, what? And he said, Muhammad, if you miss it this time, I'm going to tell you again. And he said, let there be, and there was. And if you miss it the third time, he said, let there be, and there was. And if you miss it the third time, he said the fourth time, let there be, and there was. And if you don't get it, go back to Genesis chapter number 1. And he said, let there be, and there was 9 times in one chapter. In one chapter, in Genesis chapter number 1, God said, let there be. And there was. And that is the God you and I are privileged to serve. The God of the impossible, the creator God, the all-powerful God. And boy, oh boy, if you miss it nine times, have a word with Bruce or Pastor Keith. Don't come to Muhammad. No, no, no. If you miss it nine times, something is definitely wrong with your brains or something. I don't know. So, he said, here am I, send me. Let me wrap it up with this. Isaac Watt was used by God in such a mighty way. He wrote about the birth of God. He wrote about the death of Jesus Christ. He wrote about the breath. This guy was used by God to write 66 chapters. How many books are in the Bible? 66. He didn't write 65 or 67. He wrote exactly 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. He never thought. Think about it. He never thought that could have ever happened. But all he said, here, my Lord, I'm willing. Send me. I'm willing and you're able. If you're willing, stand here. We'll have a special word of prayer. I want to have a word of prayer with you. Don't stand if you're not willing, you know. If you're willing, stand. Listen, you want to come to the altar, come. We need some people to use this altar, man. Yeah. It's padded, it's all so beautiful. We need some men, we need some women in the church who will commit to this local church and commit to serve God together, that you may see God glory and God praises and God power upon your life. Please don't go on just like that. Every Sunday, the same routine. Every Wednesday, the same routine. God is here with us this Sunday morning. He said where the twos and the threes are gathered, he's in the midst. And we know he's here. And we know there are young people here, there are people all age that may commit to this local ministry here and be used by God in some small or whatever way to honor his name, to bless his name. Our Father, we come before thee with thanksgiving and praise. We come before thee as a people that are redeemed. And you said in your word, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We need to make our testimony known. We need to make our witnesses known to this neighborhood, O Father. There are people that are lost and they're going to eternity, a place called hell. We have the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have the tracts, we have it all. Help us, O God, to execute what we have in this neighborhood and for the God, that many more can come into this church, saved by God's grace, to enjoy the sweet fellowship, to enjoy the blessed assurance that we have, that the world need to have, to enjoy the peace of God that passeth all understanding, to enjoy joy unspeakable and full of glory, to enjoy thee here on planet Earth, O God, and to think about what you have in store for us. Bless Pastor God. Give him that vision. Bless the authority of this church. Bless us together. And we will remember to give you all the praises and all the thanks and all the glory. For we ask it all in Christ's name and for his sake. And all of God's children in hell join me in saying, amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you for having my wife and I. Come back again this afternoon and tell your neighbors and your friends and those that don't have a church this afternoon that Muhammad will be in the house.
Let's bow for prayer. God, you've spoke to us this morning, and I know there's some great needs in this room, and this morning, as the preacher did so well, to lift up Christ. Now, this morning, if there's anybody here without Jesus, I pray today that they come to know Christ. Lord, if there's some needs of the hearts of Christians, may they come. And as the preacher said, we gather around the altar and just talk to you, Lord. Surrender our lives to you. Bless this time, please. Now, before the piano plays, is there anybody here this morning? Say, Brother Rick, I'm here. And